England's footballers have got their World Cup campaign off to a winning start, beating Croatia 4-2 in a thrilling match in Texas. Harry Kane scored twice in the first half, equaling Gary Lineker's record of 10 World Cup goals for England. Goals from Jude Bellingham and Marcus Rashford came in the second half. Speaking after the match, Kane revealed that England's head coach, Thomas Tuchel, had inspired the team during the break.
Yeah, I thought first half we was okay. Really disappointed to concede in the way we did, the way we dropped off. And credit to the manager. The manager gave us a speech at half-time just to say, look, if we lose, we lose. We're losing our way. And I think you saw that, how the way we come out in the second half. We went full gas.
Pakistan says the deal, which could be the first step to ending the war between the United States and Iran, that Iran would instantly reopen the Strait of Hormuz and the US blockade of Iranian ports would end. President Trump said he'd signed the framework deal remotely. Analysis published in the medical journal The Lancet suggests the HPV vaccine has prevented around 200 cervical cancer deaths in England. Girls have been offered the jab since 2008 to protect them against the human papillomavirus, which causes most cervical cancers. Alexandra Legg was diagnosed with cervical cancer in 2021 and be vaccinated.
I'm a real advocate for this vaccine. Smear tests now specifically look for HPV to reduce the risk. And I know when Ivy is old enough, she will be first in the queue. I'm not letting her not have this.
A public inquiry is due to publish its report on the ill health disabilities at a hospital in Northern Ireland. The scale of the ill treatment of patients at Muckamore Abbey Hospital in County Antrim came to light 9 years ago when CCTV showing physical assaults and verbal harassment was reviewed. Resident doctors in England who are members of their British Medical Association are to begin voting on a new pay deal reached with the government at the weekend. The offer includes faster increases in pay scales for career progression and 4,500 training places for newly qualified doctors. The union says strikes will continue if the deal is rejected. The Health Secretary, James Murray, said the agreement was a good one.
Everyone's worked very hard to get to this position. This is the very best offer that we can put on the table, and I'm very pleased that resident doctors now get a chance to vote. If it's accepted, we'll set out all the details, but we know that the cost of the deal is a fraction of the cost of ongoing strikes.
Experts believe an oak tree in Nottinghamshire linked to the legend of Robin Hood has died after it was recorded for the first time that it produced no leaves this spring. The major oak in Sherwood is up to 1,200 years old.